Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. He is the host of the Jordy Collada podcast. Jordy Collada. Jordy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Jordy, it's been a difficult 10 days for LSU football. When you look at it, losing to Florida, I know Florida beat Ole Miss, but to me, they're an average team in the SEC. And then lose Bryce Underwood on Thursday. You did get a little bit of a click up when you defeated Vanderbilt 24-17 Saturday night. And then today, Bruce Feldman comes out with his piece and kind of an expose of kind of the good and the bad and what's happened to Brian Kelly at LSU. This has been a difficult 10 days for the Tigers. Now, how you can cure it? You beat Oklahoma and you hit big on signing date, which is in early December.
Yeah, and you heard Brian Kelly really kind of talk about that today at his press conference of what could be coming with that transfer portal class, with what they're going to do on the open market this year. You know, I mean, I think they're going to be aggressive. It sounded like they had built up the war chest and just had some money opened up with the decommitment from Bryce Underwood. You know, I think they have some needs and really trying to find the best way to recruit the portal, and they have not found that yet, and I think they're going to change their strategy up, you know, as far as going in and being aggressive in this offseason. I think that, like I said, they have some money to play with and, you know, going after some high-end guys and making them some offers that are competitive, to the bigger schools. And it really did sound like Kelly was talking about that at length today in his press conference. That's his, you know, really kind of in-depth as I've heard him go into recruiting strategy. And obviously last week it feels like everybody is, you know, the world is melting with what happened with Underwood. So Kelly had to come out and, you know, kind of give a state of the program, or at least just a little bit of a, you know, here's our plan. It was interesting to hear how he's going to fill some of those voids and, you know, the ways that they're going to do it. The New York Times piece, I think, you know, the timing of it is, you know, just kind of piling on of what you talked about. It's been a rough couple of weeks here in Baton Rouge for Kelly, the football program. And, you know, that article is just kind of a cherry on top. But, you know, I agree with you. You know, I mean, they quieted a lot of people down last Saturday night. I think it was good to see that there was a big crowd there. There was a lot of people at that game. And, you know, you'll have an opportunity to see Oklahoma in Tiger Stadium for the first time ever. And, you know, close out on a positive note for LSU football. And I think that's the goal this week.
You know, Jordy, when you look at the leadership, you know, you have a players-only meeting or you get together. I thought what was significant, you know, a lot of times the quarterback it has to be the leader, natural leader. But just elaborate a little bit more on senior running back Josh Williams. Look at what he was able to do. He had 90 yards on 14 carries, a season high in yardage. But you look at, he also had 151 total yards, two touchdowns on 18 touches. So I'll look at that. And, you know, you got to walk the talk. You know, you're in front of the team, you're trying to get them motivated. Well, you got to back it up on the film. And I think he was able to do that against Vanderbilt. And that goes a long way as far as, I'm just talking about player to player, whenever a player is able to do that, to walk the talk.
Well, and look, he was really kind of the center at the talking that week. I mean, he had called a couple of, you know, he was at the center of that players' meeting. Kelly talked about how he was, you know, talking to the team after the game, and those being the expectations of the program, the football player from Josh Williams' standpoint, what it should be for every player in that locker room. And, you know, I think Josh Williams is really, he's wearing number 18. He fits that mold and fits that description as well as anybody who's worn that number in a recent memory. Because of just that, you know, he really does hold it very dear and holds the standard very high to what it should be for LSU football. And, you know, I think you saw that on Saturday night, his two early scores. Obviously, he's always very, you know, he's a beast in pass protection and plays the game physical. That was a physical game on Saturday night. And I thought that Josh Williams, you know, like you said, Bob's, you know, he talked a lot of it last week, and then he got there on Saturday night and walked it. And, you know, as we know, as competitors, as you guys know, and Bobby, you've seen it at the highest level. I mean, there's one way to fast track respect for a player, and that's going out there and handling your business on a Saturday night. Not that Williams is looking for any respect in the locker room, but, you know, after the week he had of, you know, trying to get everybody on the same page and trying to get everybody that to hold the rope and set the standard and or live up to the standard. You know, I think, you know, him to go out there and lead that performance goes a long way.
Now, Jordy, listen, the quarterbacks get too much of the glory, too much of the blame. I'm looking at Nussmeier, completed 76% of his passes, 28 of 37 with 332 yards. So you can look at, even though he got sacked, that was really Florida got after him. And that's why he was sacked only once against Vanderbilt. But I can tell you, if this continues against Oklahoma, he'll have a big-time game. And it's all about, you know, can you keep defenses off balance? And the reason why I bring this up, you know, LSU trying to run the ball, subpar performance, obviously, against the Aggies and A&M. But then they average 5.6 yards per carry against Alabama, 6.6 yards against Florida. And then you look, they're able to run the ball against Vanderbilt. So just like, oh, we got to throw it 50 times a game. A lot of times people don't realize that, that how important that is for a quarterback. And that you're able to have some sense of balance. And if they can run the ball, and that'll definitely bode well for Nussmeier and the Tigers against Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, and that was a physical game Saturday night, Bob. You know, I mean, that Vanderbilt team was, they wanted to come in and run it at LSU, and they were going to try and take away the run. It was good to see Will Campbell was named SEC Offensive Lineman of the Week. And, you know, a lot of praise for Nussmeier in the run game this past week from Brian Kelly post game on Saturday night, and even kind of doubling down on it today at the press conference, talking about, you know, going back and watching the film, how impressive Nussmeier was of getting in and out of, you know, situations and checks and getting them into run, you know, styles, plays, and even, you know, kind of throwing those outlets to Aaron Anderson and CJ Daniels on the perimeter was, you know, kind of just tall sweeps, you know, I mean, just kind of playing the numbers and, you know, being able to run the ball. So, you know, I think Nussmeier is, you know, somebody who obviously could have used the benefit of the run game at certain points this season, but you know, has really been instrumental in it when the team has performed in that category. On Saturday night, they had it clicking, and a lot of it was because of Nussmeier recognizing what was going on the defense and stepping in there and making the play and making the call.
Jordy, one of the things that we always try to preview the next game, and so Oklahoma's up next. As I was telling Bob, Jackson Arnold, you know, he's a running quarterback. You know, he's just not a scrambler. Those type guys have given LSU a lot of issues in the past. Now, he is way erratic as a passer. He's all over the board. Some games he looks pretty good. In other games, he's absolutely lousy.
But even though they crushed Alabama, he only threw it 11 times, but he was 9 of 11.
So he played pretty well there, but, man, it was the turnovers. They were able to run the football pretty well. Looking at this game against OU, my thing is, if I'm OU, I'm going to have Jackson Arnold be a big part of my rushing attack, because LSU has not shown they can stop that.
No, I think it would be mindless not to go into a game versus LSU with a running threat and quarterback. And not only that, look at what Oklahoma just did to Jalen Milroe. I mean, like, if they needed any more confirmation of how bad LSU was struggling against that style of player, you know, they had him in their place on Saturday night and just throttled him. You know, I mean, they turned him into a throwing quarterback, and, you know, I mean, he had no answer. And, you know, I think that's probably even going, you know, more over to the fact of what we're talking about. You know, they had a chance to see, you know, what looked like an LSU killer over the last 2 years really kind of be neutralized when they try to turn him into a throwing quarterback. And, you know, I think that is definitely going to be the plan for Oklahoma this week. I expect Blake Baker and the defensive staff to have a plan in place. But, you know, Mike, I expected that to happen against Alabama and Jalen Milroe. And some of the things that they were missing on was not scheme. You know, I mean, they were still out of position. They were still not in the right places. They still weren't responsible defensive football against a running style quarterback. So, you know, I would think that they would be prepared for Saturday and Arnold, because, you know, I, like you, would anticipate, especially with his inability to throw the ball, at least, you know, from a numbers standpoint, he was efficient last Saturday night. But you know, I mean, I think if you can turn him into, you know, a one-dimensional guy, like what they did to Milroe last week, then the advantage can flip real quick to the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, while it sounds easy, LSU has very much struggled in trying to get that done this season. So I expect that to be the plan for Oklahoma, of them coming in and trying to beat LSU with a running quarterback. And, you know, hopefully for LSU's sake, for the third time in the last 5 weeks, that doesn't happen. You know, what has happened with, you know, obviously Texas A&M and Marcel Reed and Jalen Milroe, and what the possibility is for Saturday.
You know, him to beat you with his arm, yeah, not with his legs.
And then, Jordy, right quick before we let you run, boy, you look at the SEC cannibalizing one another. I mean, boy, talk about a bad weekend for the SEC. What? I mean, look, A&M's Alabama. It was unbelievable. Ole Miss. And then, so how many teams do you think they get in the postseason? Three or what? Well, that's what it seems like. Tennessee could be in a good position.
I will say this, Cannon. Anybody who was holding out hope for a nice league game is definitely going to lose that vote.
Go on.
Yeah, I think it's still four. I still think it's four.
Okay.
The TV contracts, you know, and I think Tennessee's the last game in, the last team in.
All right. Thanks, Jordy.
Thank you, Jordy. Appreciate it, buddy.
Bye, boys.
That was Jordy Collada from Baton Rouge on the Jordy Collada podcast. Does a great job covering the LSU athletic scene.